Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham, joined today once again by Ohio State commitment legend Cavazos, cornerback, safety extraordinaire, IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida, one of the country's fastest players, yada, 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 yada. What is up, man?
What up? How you doing?
Good. Your season's over. You guys did pretty well. How do you think that the season for you from the transition to playing cornerback full-time went? Are you happy with it?
Most definitely. It was, I feel like I had a great transition as easy as it could go because I feel like I had a real good season as far as technique and getting better every game and just working on the little things I needed to work on from just going from safety to corner. So I think I'm going in with some good things that I learned from my past year, previous coach, and then I'm going to just elevate my game to the next level with Coach Halfley.
How much help has Coach Halfley and Coach Barnes, I mean, how much have you been able to get from Ohio State as far as their own feedback when they've watched you on tape, when they came down to see you? Like, what are they telling you or how do they see the development? Are they happy with it?
Yeah, he definitely is. He said that I looked really good. And, like, if I know I made a mistake, like, I'll send him the video and be like, this is where I messed up. Like, what should I do? What should I have down here to do it, make it right? So he'll give me little tips and pointers and stuff to do and, like, just things to work on that I know that he knows that I can really do better at because sometimes I wouldn't just, like, go at it full speed and whatever. So it was just a little thing. It's just, like, sprinting on it or just that little quick six-inch step. So it's just little things that I'd be doing.
What's been the biggest adjustment in making that move for you? I mean, is it just footwork? Is it, you know, knowing when to turn your head? Is it hips?
I'll say my biggest adjustment was, like, probably going fast every play because, like, safety, you can, like, chill back there in that corner. Like, if you chilling, like, you're going to get burned, especially at the team type of talent we go against every week. So it was just more of a thing where, like, I had to just stay on top of my game every play, literally.
Who was the best receiver you played against this year?
I mean, I want to get a lot of good receivers this year, so I wouldn't say there's just a specific standout one.
Well, I want to ask about one that you went against, so Ohio State commit in the class of 2021, Marvin Harrison, who was not committed to the Buckeyes when you played them. What did legend Cavazos, the cornerback, see from that future teammate and future, you know, every practice competitor?
Oh, he's going to be good for sure. He's definitely going to be – he'll definitely excel at Ohio State. He's real tall and he catches the ball, so – I think he'll have a great career at Ohio, especially going against people like us every day, like me, Clark, Ryan, plus the corner there, like Cam, Seven, Tyreek, all of them. So we're going to all make each other better on both sides of the ball.
Was there that day, was that kind of an eye-opener for you? I mean, not from a talent perspective, because you guys have played against the best of the best in the last two seasons that you've been at IMG, but when you have to go against a guy like Kyle McCord, who's a next-level quarterback prospect, again, a future teammate. What did you think of Kyle? What did you think of their connection? Was it cool to play against dudes like that you knew you're going to be playing with in the future? I mean, how does that?
Yeah, it's definitely cool knowing that I was going against two future teammates. But at the end of the day, like, it's football, so we're going to all compete against each other. And obviously, we're going to take this back to school. So when I see them next year when they move in, I'm like, they'll never forget that I beat them. So, like, I'll always have that against them that I beat them.
What opportunity have you had to line up against the guys in your class? I mean, you're talking about three of the top five receivers in the country, according to the national rankings, in Julian G and Jackson. Then you have Mookie over there, at, you know, the number 10 ranked receiver in the country. I know you were at the opening with them, but did you get a chance to go head to head with any of those guys? And if so, how did you match up? Because, I mean, for you as a first time cornerback, you're going against the best in the country. How did?
Yeah, I went head to head with Jackson, actually. Jackson, he good. Jackson gonna be great. Like, they're all good in their own individual way. But I only went against Jackson because we was on the same side at the same time. So we was like, let's just go at it. I mean, quarterback threw a bad ball, but it was good coverage and he ran a great route.
Your season's over here. Recruiting's been over for a while for you. You've been up to Ohio State twice this season. You've spent both weekends almost glued at the hip with Julian Fleming, one of your better friends in this class.
Yeah.
What have those trips done for you guys, not just as you and Julian, your relationship, but the rest of the class? How vital has it been for you to be on campus and spend those weekends with those guys?
It's been awesome because not only just hanging out with the recruits, like I hang out with the players. So just building that relationship with the players that are already there, I know like that I'm cool with a lot of them. So I know that they got me if I ever needed them for something. Like I could call some of them, like yo, like just ask them. It's simple as a question, if anything. So just knowing that I have that bond with them already, instead of just waiting to like get there and just going looking lost everywhere and stuff.
Do you guys talk about this? I mean, your class is very unique, and there's 24 commitments in the class, maybe one or two or three more still in play. But right now, you guys are talking like 14 dudes enrolling in January, right? Which is a crazy number.
Yeah.
As the most I can remember ever enrolling at one time at Ohio State was 7. That was the class of 2014. And you guys are doubling that. Like, what value is there for you guys to do that? And has it been, you know, a major part of the discussion? Like, hey, we got 1 month until we're at Ohio State. Who's rooming with who? Who's rooming with who? What's your first meal when you get to Columbus, et cetera?
Well, I haven't really talked to them much about, like, I haven't talked to all of them. I talked to, like, Jackson, Julian, Ryan and them. But so we all just want to get ahead early because, I mean, like, usually people, like, from my brothers, they never enrolled early. Like, they went in the summer or whatever. But I talked to, like, my homies at school, like Trey Sanders and Noah Kanan, and they said enrolling early was, like, a big part of their thing because they got ahead early and they knew the playbook. Like, other people are going to come in the summer, and then, like, we'll already be ahead of the other freshmen coming in. So I just wanted to get ahead of the game quick. But other than that, I'm rooming with Julian. The other side, I think Jackson will be over there. I don't know who he's going to be with. And then my first meal, I'm going to make sure my parents take me to Smith and Walensky's.
What, you know, when you're talking about getting there early, getting a head start on playing as a freshman, especially important in the secondary when Jeff Okuda is likely going to the NFL. Damon Arnett is definitely going to the NFL. Jordan Fuller is definitely going to the NFL. Sean Wade is very likely going to the NFL. Like, are you guys ready? I mean, as a group, I don't know how much you and Clark and Ryan and Cameron Martinez and I know Layson, how much you guys discuss, like, there is a major responsibility falling on your shoulders. Yeah. Are you guys ready for that as a group?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think all of us will be ready for that. I mean, me personally, I'm definitely ready to take on that challenge because, I mean, going to IMG, that was a big part, like getting ready for college. So being there the past 3 years definitely has prepared me for whatever's to come next year.
Has there been, you know, any moment in the last few months where you had any doubt at all about your decision? And if that's true, if there has, and I don't believe it has, but I know that, you know, you obviously reopened your recruitment and then shut it back down again a few months later. How much has this season, with what Ryan Day has done, with what Jeff Hafley and the defense has done, how good does that feel for you, knowing that, like, you did your due diligence, and here you are back where you started?
I feel like Coach Day and Coach Hafley did a great thing from what the past 12 games. And for me personally, Coach Hafley is an amazing coach. Like, I talked to Jeff a lot. I talk to Jeff a lot, and he always tells me, like, yeah, Coach Hafley, he's going to get you right. So just knowing that the players there trust him and then knowing I could trust him right now is just amazing. It's an amazing feeling because, I mean, I know he's going to make me where I want to be in the next 3 to 4 years. So that's great. And then Coach Day, he did a great job for his first year being the head coach. Like, a lot of people thought that Ohio State wasn't going to be what Ohio State is, but Ohio State's always going to be Ohio State football. And then Coach Day just brought them and leveled all of them up again from already what they were. So it's really cool watching them do what they do, and especially being the number one team in the nation. Like, I go back to school, I can argue with anybody. Like, my college team, the best in college football. Like, I argue with everybody about that at school. So I'm glad I'm going to the number one team in the nation.
Speaking with your dad back in the spring before you recommitted to Ohio State, there was some discussion, and for the uninitiated out there listening or watching, but your father is very close with Urban Meyer.
Yes, sir, he is. That was a big part why I first committed.
And your dad said something that shocked me, and he said he thinks that maybe long-term it's better for Ohio State with it may be better under Ryan Day, which is shocking because of your dad's relationship with Urban.
Yeah.
Did you believe that then? Do you believe it now? where do you see this program going, and how do you and your class help steward that? I mean, how do you guys help maintain and get it to where you think it can go?
I mean, Coach Day did an excellent job with his with all of the recruits he has right now. So I see that the class we have right now, I think we could come in, if we don't even all have a big impact our freshman year, we definitely going to win some national championships to come, though. Like, we have an amazing class, great players, and even better people. So he knew what he was recruiting in every single one of us. So I think we all know the plan. Like, it's, we all know, like, we all want to go there and win a national championship. Obviously, we want to go to the league, but the main goal is the national championship and just get better at what we do. So that's what I hope to get out of being there.
You've been, from the minute you committed to Ohio State the first time, one of the vocal leaders in helping recruit other guys in your class. And even when you were officially not committed for those 4 months from December to March or whatever it was, like, you were still behind the scenes helping pull things together, especially with Julian. Who's next? Where do you go? How do you finish this class, knowing that there's two or three spots left? Who's on the Legend Cavazos big board, and how do you help reel them in? Look at you. You're afraid to give away industry secrets.
I don't know that much, but
how much conversation have you had with like CJ Stroud, for example? Yeah, obviously, you're very close with Jack Miller, so.
Yeah, I don't talk to CJ that much, but when I was on my visit, the Michigan State game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I mean, he seems like it, so I hope whatever he does come signing day, he makes the best decision for him and his family. But I feel like he should be a Buckeye. I mean, we got an excellent quarterback committed already, Jack Miller. But hey, what's better, one or two? I mean, I'll take two over one any day.
If anything, you guys have seen the importance of depth in this season.
Exactly, because I don't want to say anybody going to get hurt, but anything could happen at any second of the day.
It's college football. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Literally, yeah. Everybody on top of their game, every game, they're trying to take somebody out. So ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of depth.
Last thing before I let you go, Legend, how did you spend the Saturday watching the Ohio State Michigan game? Where did you watch it? What was your reaction? What kind of pressure or responsibility do you feel knowing that you're a part of that starting in January?
Me and my family watched it in our movie room upstairs. We was all yelling, screaming, like, you would have thought I was in the game the way my parents were yelling, like, because Garrett's dad and my dad, they're really close friends. So seeing Garrett doing what he's doing right now, that's big. Because, I mean, Garrett lived like 45 minutes to an hour away from me. So just seeing him ball on the level that I want to do the same thing on, it's real cool watching my friends do what they've got to do. And then for me, as pressure-wise, I mean, it's already going to be pressure playing in that secondary because it's DBU. So you just got to be on top of your game every week, and then come game by game, it won't be pressured at all. It's just going to be like business.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Columbus. Thank you for taking the time this Sunday afternoon to sit and talk to me. Once again, we'll see you next month in Columbus when the media gets a first crack at the incoming early freshmen. So be ready for that, because people will have a lot of questions, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Legend Cavazos from the IMG Academy, four-star cornerback prospect committed to Ohio State. I'm Jeremy Birmingham for Letterman Row. This has been Bermanology. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.